Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are closing this week out. It is Friday. Hope you all had a great week. We're going to talk about a tender moment between a husband and a wife today.
Yeah. Tender's a word for it. my synopsis of the minute is it starts and ends with a tense conversation between husband and wife.
Yeah, but we get to see some sides of Leto that are important, I think.
They are, yep. So Jessica is having her panic attack down the hall. Mm-hmm. And she enters the room and it seems like her mood shifts a lot.
Before she opens the door, you can definitely tell that she had a moment where she's like, got to get myself together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Now she's not stressing the fuck out, you know, wringing her hands, walking down the hallway like she was at the end of the last episode.
Right. Question for you. Is this the first time that we see Leto and Jessica talk to each other?
It's the first time we see them talk to each other.
I know
it's not the first
together.
Time that we see them together.
Right.
Because there's a brief moment during the scene where they're packing up Caladan.
Hand on the shoulder. Yep.
But yes, this is the only interaction that we have between Leto and Jessica.
Well, one of two.
The only time that we see them talk to each other, though.
We get the bed scene.
That's this.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, no, shit.
So this is one of two, though. The first of two.
It's all in the same span of time, though.
It is, but they're different room, different dress, different scenario, yeah, whatever.
Fuck you, whatever.
All right.
Take that out.
This is the first time that we see them talking to each other, which is crazy that it took 74 minutes of the movie to see a husband and wife talk to each other.
Yep.
So much has happened already before we see them talk. We've gotten so much dialogue from both of them individually, but this is the first time that we...
And both of them to Paul, but never with each other.
Yep. So Jessica enters the room and she goes, there's something I need you to know about Paul. Something you should know about Paul or something
Leto's
like that.
Only response is no.
He's like, nah, I don't think I want to know. Which... I don't know if that was, so I kind of took this a couple of ways. Was that him just being like, I don't want to fucking know what bullshit you've been up to? Or was it a kind of a, hey, the less I know, the better?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Maybe.
Cause we know just from later, that he knows that there's an attack, an impending attack. We've known that for a long time, actually.
I mean, they knew the moment that,
Harold came
they
down.
They were told that, hey, Arrakis is your problem now.
Yeah. He knows some weird shit's going on with Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He even says so as much, or he says as much.
Yeah. Ever since you brought him before your Reverend Mother, he hasn't been the same. He's distracted.
Yeah. So I think that he knows his life is in danger and he's at high risk of either, I mean, death for sure, but like maybe capture is a part of that and interrogation and everything. So if there's any information that he knows that can put Paul at risk, I think he would just rather not know it.
Yeah. Cause they would just put him before a truthsayer.
Or so any other kinds of like poisons or whatever, just to get him to talk. And so, I think, as I say this now, I've kind of talked myself to be fully into the less I know, the better camp.
Sure. But also, like he even says, like, Bene Gesserit shit is fucking my son up.
Yeah, right.
But he does say, look, you gave me a son. And from that moment, from the moment he was born, I never questioned you.
Yep.
Which means that he truly trusts his concubine here. He's not thinking that she's going behind his back or anything necessarily,
but he knows she has those moments of being suspicious and in the
because
shadows.
He even says like, hey, you're walking in shadows.
Yeah.
I'm still trusting you, but I know you're doing some sketchy shit.
Yeah, exactly. I like the little nod to Jessica's Prana Bindu training, where she gets to choose the sex of her child. Mm-hmm. That was a nice little, you gave me a son kind of thing.
Yep.
Which, you know, if we say that here in our time, it's just like, okay, cool. You had a son.
Yeah.
There's no way for them to
no, choose. this is quite literally her being like, no, I want a boy.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Nice little nod to that.
Yep. And then he says, you know, now I'm asking you this one thing. If anything happens, will you protect our son?
Yeah.
And of course, Jessica's like, yeah, with my life. And Leto's like, nah, not as his mom, as the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. And I thought she genuinely looked taken aback by this question. Like his rephrasing of the question there. It, again, one of the few times where she truly looks just like unprepared to answer a question. Mm-hmm. Or how to respond.
Yep.
Paul telling her about her, that she's pregnant was the first one that we saw.
Jess has just been knocked on her ass a lot today.
Not a good day for her. You
know, questions out of left field.
So. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We get some Bene Gesserit chanting kind of in the background. Sure. Or some kind of chanting. I would assume it's,
I don't know, whatever.
The Bee Gees, but.
You can tell by the way I use my voice, man. No time to talk.
Suddenly everyone has, you know, afros and disco suits on and shit.
Hell yeah. That would be so cool if there was like an actual Bee Gees tie-in.
Just a hard cut to How Deep Is Your Love.
Which is not it's not too far off the questions that that Leto's asking Jessica, honestly. When he asks, he's like, I'm not asking his mother. I'm asking the Bene Gesserit.
Yeah.
And then she looks kind of shocked, and then she kind of looks down for a second. And I took this as she doesn't know. She doesn't know how to answer that question. She doesn't know if the Bene Gesserit will protect him.
Yeah.
If and when, or even protect her. Yeah. Right. And we kind of got assurances, some very light assurances from Moheim as she was leaving in her egg back on Caladan.
Yeah.
You know, she said, we've done all we can for you on Arrakis, something, something, something.
Yeah.
But not mentioned anywhere is your lives will be protected or anything like that. So maybe she was going in with kind of false confidence.
So that leads me to a question that I have for you before we wrap up, because at this point, the minute's over.
Yeah.
What are the protections that the Bene Gesserit have, and are there implications for the murder of a sister of the Bene Gesserit?
No.
Like, does the emperor not give a shit? Does he just let them do their own thing? Like,
as far as I can tell, like they put themselves into dangerous situations all the time. Okay. And you know, there's no like legal implications for killing a Bene Gesserit.
So there's no like protection for, just because Jessica is a sister of the Bene Gesserit doesn't mean that she's untouchable or anything.
Right. Right. So that, not that I've ever seen. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, if you get to a high enough rank, or, you know, you're in a particular political situation, then it's frowned upon, or, you know, there's some.
Yeah, Moheim's probably not going to get.
Yeah. There's protections that come along with like where your station is, and, you know, kind of what your rank. But then again, I mean, Jessica, I don't believe she's had a lot of training for sure, but I don't think she holds a particularly high rank in the Bene Gesserit. So.
Not yet.
Not yet. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Moheim, if she was going to offer any kind of protections, it could have been like, hey, we'll get you out of there. You know, we'll send a ship, you know, we'll work with smugglers. We'll use our network
that
we've developed on this planet to, you know, help you escape. But none of that was mentioned. Or anything like that. So yeah, I don't know. Doesn't seem like she's really throwing Jessica a bone at all here.
Which I guess explains Jessica's hesitation to answer Leto's question then about, hey, is the Bene Gesserit going to protect Paul?
And I mean, Jessica believes that he's the Kwisatz Haderach, and she's got faith in that. I think if the sisterhood knew that and was like confident, yes, this guy is what we've been searching for, that would change the answer.
Sure. It but, didn't seem like that was the case, though, because Moheim didn't really seem to think like she knew that Paul wasn't not special, but
she saw also signs.
Recognizes that there are a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Across the known universe.
Right. Yeah, she knows he's special, but they don't have any kind of confirmation.
Yeah.
So without that confirmation, they're kind of, you know, left to their own devices, I guess. So there's a lot to be said about that, that quick look down that Jessica gave, later, right after he asked that question. So, I think, yeah, I don't know, man, it's going to be there. It introduced a lot of questions to her, and that probably instilled a fair amount of doubt in her head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
We'll just have to find out, you know.
Yeah.
These are just open questions.
I don't know if Moheim ever had a backup plan for Jessica.
No, I mean,
they were close, clearly, because like Jessica even told us that Moheim was her teacher.
Yeah.
So I don't think Moheim would necessarily just throw Jessica to the wolves, but I also feel like she wouldn't want to make Jessica feel like she has extra protection or whatever.
I mean, she all but said like, hey, we've done what we can, but this shit's up to you at this point. Like, you're on your own.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Clearly I'm just stretching for time now, for these things. It's kind of it was a lot of content in the minute, but not a lot that we can.
This is the John and Zach theory crafting episode.
Yeah. it was, you know, stuff that was just laid out for us. There's not a ton to unpack here.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll do it for this week, man. How'd you like the week?
I think it's a cool week because we really see Paul's prescience kick into high gear. We get to see the Sardaukar. Definitely not giving it the ranking that we gave last week it's not as
action packed,
tense,
and
impactful. I think, but it's still a good week. You know, we get to see the Sardaukar and everything. I'm gonna give this week probably 6.5, 7 childhood.
Okay.
Right. I think just because the Sardaukar is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
They're so ruthless and brutal, and we get to see that, you know, a little bit, or we get introduced to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, from here on out, shit's just gonna, you know, I know shit's just gonna be picking up.
Yeah. This is, it was, I mean, the tension just got cranked up in this, in this week, and it's going to continue into next week, I'm sure. So yeah, I'll join you. I'll join you there.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, let's get back next week, and continue this conversation between Jessica and Leto. We've got a little bit left in it.
Yep. Got a little bit left in that. And then we've got, some interesting episodes next week.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave it at that. In the meantime, you can find us on Instagram at The Dune Minute, on Twitter at Dune Minute, and you can email duneminute@gmail.com for more information. Or if you'd like to just, you know, reach out to us and say hi.
Yeah.
Why not? I think we had it in the notes of the episode on Wednesday, but we're going to also put in the... in the notes for Thursday's episode and today's episode as well, the links to David Peterson's website.
Yeah, for sure. Those should already be up.
If you have, you know, 10, 15 minutes, take some time, go digging around. It's also really cool because he's got some documentation that shows Jacobsa writing.
Yeah, the written language there.
Yeah, it's so fucking... Check it out. Go take a look.
You can easily spend a half hour or more.
Yeah.
Looking through all that stuff, especially if he's worked on another property that you enjoy.
Yeah. I know right now, and not to, you know, date when we're recording these or anything, but House of the Dragons in full swing. So if you want to, you know, learn a little bit about what he did to make Valyrian also, you know, a speakable language in another property.
Yep.
Strongly recommend, you know, checking his website out. Anyways, that's enough rambling from me. It's the end of the week. Happy Friday, everybody. And we'll see you on Monday.
See you then.